Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for your sports betting needs. Head over to the website and use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. Right to Olympic coverage, it's the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. BetterHelp is accustomed to online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not your mind? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Eagles Unfiltered listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/eagles. That's BETTERHELP.com/eagles. EAGLES. Take the time out, get your mental health in the right state of mind, and go to betterhelp.com and get 10% off your first month by just listening to this podcast. That's betterhelp.com/eagles.
This is Philly Sports with Giovanni.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
This podcast is powered by Eagle Maven of Sports Illustrated.
Blitz is coming. Hurts sees it, gets rid of it. It's caught for the touchdown.
Here's your host, Giovanni Hamilton.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Giovanni Show. Today we have on Sam Prince. What's up?
I'm doing fantastic, Giovanni. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, man. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. The first thing I want to talk to you about is, what was it like to go on NFL Network with some of the people that you idolize, like Rich Eisen?
You know, Rich is a pretty cool guy. I've seen that he's been on your show. You know, he's a, as I said, really cool guy. You know, he wanted me to be on his show, NFL Network game day, and covering the NFL draft. That was a real dream of mine. And Peter, Charles, and Daniel, the rest of the crew were amazing too.
Yeah, it looked like you had a blast, and I was just smiling ear to ear when I saw you. You're really good at that, dude.
Thank you. That's what I want to do. So NFL Network, you want to hire me right now? So I'll definitely accept that. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So
depending on, you know, we got to like see some compensation. But there's a 99% chance I will accept something from NFL Network.
Yeah. So what was it like to be able to announce the Giants pick?
Giovanni, it was more than I ever asked. Your Make-A-Wish is a world-class organization, one of the best organizations out there. I've been waiting since 2019 for them to fulfill my wish. I was supposed to go to 2020 for them to announce the Giants first round pick in Viva Las Vegas, but obviously that didn't happen due to COVID. So it had to be postponed for 2 years. It was worth the wait. There was another kid, Ben Lepper, who also got to do the Patriots second round pick. He was also great. Got to meet him, got to meet so many people, and it was really beyond I could have ever asked for.
Yeah, it was definitely a great moment, and I loved watching it. But how did it feel, and what did it mean to you to have your New York Giants select you to pick their draft choice?
It felt fantastic. It felt like all the waiting's been up for my wish to be granted, which is there. You know, it's your turn now for your spotlight.
Yeah, and it's just I can't wait to see you do more stuff with the NFL because you are fired up. Another thing I want to talk about is you announce the pick, Kayvon comes out, and you go crazy. You guys are screaming. What was that like?
Well, Jimmy, I hope to be on NFL Network more and more. I'm actually going to be on NFL Network this Tuesday at 9:15 a.m. on Good Morning Football. It's one of my favorite shows. I'm so excited for that. Back to your question. So I was so excited that Kayvon was the pick. And, you know, when he started dancing, I'm like, what am I going to do? Just stand there and look like a fool? I had to just, they would be like, I mean, oh, when your dance partner wants to dance and your dance partner doesn't want to dance, you know, when you want to dance or something like that, you know, those times when someone wants to dance and the other person doesn't want to dance, there would have been some meme like that, but I had to dance with Kayvon and that's just who I am. So it was just in my DNA.
Yeah, that was awesome. And it's definitely one of my new favorite gifts.
Thank you. Thank you. It's one of my favorites too.
Yeah. So, I know we're division rivals, but what are your hopes for the Giants to do this year?
Win the Super Bowl, of course.
Yeah. Who do you think's going to be the best player for the Giants this year?
Best player on the Giants this year. Giovanni, that is a good question. I think of that all the time because I am not quite sure on that right now. Can I give you one player on offense and one player on defense?
Yeah.
I can't decide on just one. So on offense, I really think Andrew Thomas is going to be the best player on offense because I think he's going to be the best offensive lineman. I think he's going to take a massive leap this year and become a Pro Bowler. I think Evan Neal is going to have a great year too, but I think the player on offense of the year is going to be Andrew Thomas. And then on defense, I think the player of the year is going to be Xavier McKinney.
Yeah. Those are some good names. And why do you want to be a sports broadcaster? What got you into being a sports broadcaster, and what makes you love it so much?
Well, Giovanni, I knew I was always wanted to be on TV in some capacity, whether it was in sports, news, entertainment, game show host. I still want to be a game show host. That's always been a dream of mine, so it's not just sports. I also do, of course, want to be an NFL Network, but, you know, if I have the opportunity to also host Family Feud or Price is Right, I would be right there because, I mean, that's also a dream of mine. But I want to become a sports broadcaster because my parents signed me up for a sports broadcasting camp called Play-by-Play Camps. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They're based out of Philadelphia. Now they're across the U.S., and it was the summer of 2020, and it was on Zoom, of course. You know, just like me and you talking, we were on Zoom. I was actually downstairs while we were doing this camp, and I met some of my best friends there. And the camp's run by Jeremy Treatman and Steve Goldstein. And I had a blast, and we did anchoring, radio shows, writing. What else did we do? Play-by-play. We did everything else, too. We played sports games. It really made me fall in love with, hey, I want to do this for a living. I want to become a sports broadcaster and maybe even host a game show on the side. That's a high dream of mine. We'll see if it happens. Hopefully all those things will. And I always did want to work for the NFL in some capacity. I'm like, oh, hey, I want to do this. This is a match made in heaven. So yeah, if you have not been to play-by-play camps and you want to do this, I highly suggest it. You live in Indianapolis, right now?
Yeah. Yes, so
I don't have a camp in Indianapolis, but they have a virtual camp this year. I think that's like the last week in June. You can double check on that. I don't know the exact dates.
I'm gonna have to check it out. So
you gotta check it out. I mean, if you go, you gotta tell everyone that Sam Prince sent you.
Yeah, I will for sure. So you want to be a sports broadcaster? What do you want to be, a play-by-play, an analyst?
You know, Giovanni, you know, I'm not gonna shut my door to any of those play-by-play or anything like that, or color analyst. You know, I do want to do a little of everything, but I would like to be a host on a show.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the ultimate dream.
Yeah, that's my ultimate dream. And I also like doing color, but the problem with color is, as you know, a lot of the athletes are doing it, and I'm not an athlete. I'm probably one of the least athletic people you'll ever meet. So, yeah, that share is kind of taken from me. But I also like doing play-by-play, but hosting is my favorite.
Yeah, and you're going to make a great host on NFL Network. You really are.
Thank you. That's a dream of mine, again, to work for NFL Network. So, again, if anyone from NFL Network is listening, I'll gladly do something with you guys.
You're definitely well on your way. So I hear you have your own podcast. Your podcast, and where can people listen?
I do. It's called Prince on the Pod. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast. Most commonly, people find their podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And we are launching, we beating me, I just say we as just an expression. I am now launching YouTube. So we're getting familiar with YouTube. We're doing some more live streams. We're going to have a lot of fun. We also have Instagram and TikTok. Go give it a follow if you have not done so already.
All right, man. So the last thing I got to say is we're in agreement that we all hate Dallas, right?
Is that even a question? Is that even a question?
Yeah, they are definitely the most hated in our division. I'm all right with the Giants, but Dallas, definitely.
Yeah, I know. You probably hate the Cowboys, but I don't know. For me, I hate the Eagles the most.
Yeah? Why is that?
Well, because, Giovanni, every time since I've been watching football, the Cowboys have been mediocre, and whenever they go to the playoffs, they don't win a playoff game. They're not a threat. And the Eagles won a Super Bowl. They're more of a threat. That's why.
I respect that. I mean, the Cowboys seem like they can't get past the first round.
No. They're you know, with their delusional fan thing, and that they're going to win the Super Bowl every single year. It's so funny.
Yeah, I saw this meme. It was like, how many Dallas fans does it take to change a light bulb? And it was like none, because they all just focus on how good the last light bulb was.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I don't hate the Giants. I would definitely like to see them get a ring after we get our second one.
Oh, so you saying the Giants are going to go for the Super Bowl and you're going to cheer them on? So yeah, we got that record right here.
Saquon Barkley, he's a Penn State guy. I love my Penn State guys.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for coming on, and I'd love to have you on again sometime soon.
Of course, Giovanni. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.